AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. May is turning into what could be a record month for rain and severe weather in Texas. National Weather Service forecaster Mark Stolle.
We've had persistent upper-level low-pressure systems off to our west, and they just keep drawing in more and more Gulf moisture and then generating more rain and thunderstorms, seemingly almost on a daily basis.
Heavy rain caused a massive 26-foot rise in the Blanco River in Waverly and San Marco, washing away hundreds of homes, leaving 12 people missing. There have been a number of thunderstorm warnings and tornado warnings again today. To the south, just across the border from Del Rio, Texas, a tornado slammed into Ciudad Acuña, Mexico, at the time that many children were waiting for the bus this morning.
The scene is one of just devastation. Cars and even school buses flipped and crushed, and it literally just swept through the seven-block area in a tremendous way.
The AP's Mark Stevenson reporting at least 10 people are known dead from that storm. President Obama honors the 1% of people who volunteer and serve in the U.S. military. He tells a Memorial Day crowd at Arlington National Cemetery, those who serve and their families endure hardships that others can only imagine.
If you know what it's like to take a bullet for a buddy, or to live with the fact that he or she took one for you. But our Gold Star families, our military families, our veterans, they know this.
Researchers hoping to find out what really causes Alzheimer's add brain scans to an ambitious study. New imaging can spot tangles of a specific protein in living brains. Study is testing whether an experimental drug might help, but healthy but at-risk adults. This is AP Radio News. U.S. fighter jets escort an Air France plane to Kennedy Airport in New York following a threat. Julie Walker tells us more.
The FBI says the jets scrambled after an anonymous caller claimed a chemical weapon was aboard the plane. Authorities say the Air France flight landed safely and a search found no weapons. They also say a Saudi Arabian Airlines flight was being checked out at JFK because of a similar threat. The FBI says it believes the same caller made the threats and that the airliners were being screened as a precaution. Julie Walker, New York.
Mississippi Republican Senator Thad Cochran has married longtime aide Kay Weber. In a statement today, Cochran's office said that the marriage took place privately on Saturday in Gulfport, Mississippi. His first wife, Rose Cochran, died in December at the age of 73 from dementia after living in a nursing home for 13 years. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.